You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria is removing 25 of the 35 local government areas in Sydney from a red zone to an orange zone from 6pm tonight. The areas include the Blue Mountains and Wollongong. The downgrade means people in the orange zone can travel to Victoria but need to isolate until a negative COVID-19 test is produced, which must be completed within 72 hours. 10 LGAs will remain in the red zone for now, including Blacktown City, Burwood, Parramatta City and Cumberland. Border council communities will move to green zones, which do not mandate people take a test to return to the state. Premier Daniel Andrews made the announcement on Monday when Victoria recorded another day of no locally acquired coronavirus cases.
So what the detailed and extensive evaluation of the epidemiological conditions in Greater Sydney, indeed in New South Wales, has revealed is that transmission and cases are pretty much confined to those 10 local government areas, and we're not seeing cases and spread or contacts that are in isolation in those other 25 local government areas. That's what gives the public health team confidence to provide to me and the government, and therefore for decisions to be confirmed about releasing or changing from red to orange those 25 local government areas.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government is considering the introduction of an incentive system to encourage people to get vaccinated against coronavirus. New South Wales recorded no new locally acquired virus cases on Monday. The first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine are due to be administered in Australia in mid to late February. Ms Berejiklian says the more people that receive the vaccine, the greater likelihood that society will be able to return to normal. She's told Nine Radio she supports businesses being allowed to ban entry to people who refuse to be vaccinated.
I don't ever like to force anybody to do anything, but there should be incentives in place for people to do certain things if it's for their own safety and the safety of others, and their conversations that'll be had. But again, we'd like there to be an incentive system where people are encouraged to have it because it means they can do all these things which they may otherwise not have been able to do.
And Queensland authorities say coronavirus restrictions in Greater Brisbane are on track to be eased this Friday. It comes as authorities continue to investigate the spread of the UK variant of coronavirus on the seventh floor of Brisbane's Hotel Grand Chancellor after a cleaner tested positive earlier this month. Queensland has now registered 11 days without a new local COVID-19 case, with just one infection recorded in an overseas traveller from Brazil in hotel quarantine. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's pleased most people in Brisbane have been following the rules.
It's more than likely that all of those restrictions will be removed by Friday. So a few more days to go, but thank you for everyone who's been doing the right thing, especially with the mask wearing and listening to what you can do and you can't do.
And the head of Australia's health department believes it's unlikely international borders will substantially reopen this year, even if most people are vaccinated against coronavirus. Speaking to the ABC, Brendan Murphy downplayed the prospect of a widespread easing of border restrictions, meaning dreams of international travel this year remain on hold.
I think the answer is probably no. I think we'll go most of this year with still substantial border restrictions. Even, you know, if we have a lot of the population vaccinated, we don't know whether that will prevent transmission of the virus, and it's likely that quarantine will continue for some time. This is, you know, one of the things about this virus is that the rule book's been made up as we go. I was very careful early on, so I remember saying this to the Prime Minister, I don't want to predict more than 2 or 3 months ahead. The world is changing. So I think at the moment we've got this light at the end of the tunnel, the vaccine, so we're going to go as safely and as fast as we can to get our population vaccinated, and then we'll look at what happens.
And South Australia still has restrictions in place for people travelling from Greater Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong, with people from there not allowed into the state unless they secure an exemption or are an essential worker. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.